The composer and conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen has been principal conductor of the Philharmonia Orchestra of London since 2008. Earlier this year, he returned to conduct the Philadelphia Orchestra for the first time in 26 years. During that gap, he was music director of the Los Angeles Philharmonic, and along with Michael Tilson Thomas, is credited with putting the West Coast on the classical music map in an entirely new way. His departure from that career-making 17-year LA tenure in 2009 is there for all to hear in the final movement of his violin concerto. The emotions behind the music were anything but simple, as Salonen explained to the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns.
Finnish composers don't often display their personal lives in their music. More often, they survey their expansive wintertime landscapes and apply them to the workings of their minds or their dreams. Esa-Pekka Salonen, affectionately known in L.A. as E.P., is invariably witty and engaging in his music. His violin concerto, written at the end of his L.A. Phil tenure, could easily have been gala music on one level or another. But even though his fruitful relationship with the orchestra didn't end quietly, Salonen's violin concerto does.
It just happens to go to a place where you cannot end with a bang in any way. And it was a very bewildering time because, you know, every concert, every week I worked with the orchestra during the last season became feeling, okay, now it's the last time we do this together, it's the last time we do that together. And the concerto became a sort of narrative in a way that is different from my previous music. It just became like a farewell to my past in a way. And then the last chord of the piece shares no material with anything else in the piece that happened previously. So it's like a metaphor of the future. And, you know, what do we ever know where it leads and what happens? So it's almost like a question mark as well.
Salonen is a singular figure on the classical music landscape. He has often described himself as an accidental conductor. He began his professional life as a composer who conducted in order to get his works performed and suddenly found himself being hired to do the gargantuan Mahler Symphony No. 3. He's from Finland, and with that comes an outsider's irreverence that allows him to look at the great composers with a highly original viewpoint. He has often said that one of the things that he loved about Los Angeles is that classical music is the counterculture. Also, Salonen has a composer's sense of curiosity. Life is a masterclass from which composers create something that hasn't been created before, and often from the most mundane stimuli. Not long ago, Salonen admitted that his favorite gym workout music is tacky Italian pop from the 1980s.
Well, you know, I have a very legit explanation to this, because I studied composition in Italy as a young man, and I took my suppers in a sort of little bar in a sort of industrial suburb of Milan, and I was having my beer and my sandwich, and the jukebox was blaring young and upcoming Italian pop stars who are now in their 50s. That kind of became a very nostalgic thing for me.
Salonen had stopped composing when he first arrived in L.A. It just wasn't happening. But when the positive influence of John Adams got him started again, the music wasn't watered down or consciously accessible, but was something that people seemed to want to hear.
The simple principles I have in my work as a composer is that I don't think that I'm vastly different from anybody else. If there are things that excite me or move me or annoy me, then it's highly likely that somebody else would feel the same way, or actually lots of people. The things that unite people are much more numerous than the things that separate people. And this principle kind of guides my decisions when I'm writing music. It's not so much about wanting to write music that people like, but more like wanting to establish a connection of some kind.
His piece, Insomnia, certainly connected with Philadelphia audiences in years past, as well as meeting the tough standards of the Philadelphia Orchestra musicians who by no means adore every piece of contemporary music that comes their way. One of them is violinist David Booth.
I love Insomnia. As a matter of fact, I talked to him a bit yesterday, and I told him I thought that was the best new piece of music in the last 50 years. He sort of giggled and said, thank you. But I mean that. I mean, it's got a lot of dynamic structure to it, and it really grips you emotionally, which I feel that a huge amount of contemporary classical music does not do.
If insomnia grips, the violin concerto rocks. The orchestra is augmented with a drum kit.
I didn't see this as sort of a raucous or radical thing to do. I just felt that for the kind of percussion texture I had in mind, the kit was by far the best instrument because of the sheer speed that it can achieve. Because everything is ergonomically very well placed and you can go from instrument to instrument incredibly quickly. And also the other reason was that I thought that I would like to push the violin envelope to place the violin into a context which is not often heard in a concerto context. And Lila enjoys that sort of thing.
He's talking about the violin soloist Lila Josefowitz, who played the 2009 premiere. Birthing a piece can be traumatic. Salonen said that this one was different.
The first rehearsal is usually a very confusing time because you have to deal with lots of things within a very short space of time. And if it doesn't sound the way you hoped it would, whose fault is it? Is it your fault as a composer? Is it, in my case, your fault as a conductor? Or is it the orchestra's fault? Or what? Or is it the acoustics? Or what is it? And you have to make lots of decisions. And of course, in this case, I had Lila, who came to the first rehearsal and played it from memory. I had a very strange feeling that, okay, this is something that has existed before. It's like that was not my usual experience with a new piece of mine. Some kind of an old soul in a young body or something like that.
One of the reasons he left Los Angeles was to have more time for composing. In fact, he stayed longer than he planned just because the orchestra was playing so well and he enjoyed the new Disney Hall so much. However, the Philharmonia Orchestra has allowed him to pursue special projects and not on a weekly subscription treadmill. His ongoing Beethoven symphony cycle is unfolding throughout Europe on tour with the Philharmonia. But when Salonen conducts Beethoven, he does so standing, not kneeling.
I don't think it's healthy to only worship. There has to be some kind of dynamic still, even with the masterpieces. You know, they're organic material. They are not something that has been cast in stone, and everything is alive. And the whole point is that every generation approaches these pieces from their own point of view. And, okay, it's very hard to find weaknesses in the Magic Flute or Beethoven 7 or something like that. And why would we? But not to be allowed to say that some things in some compositions are weaker than maybe some other things. I mean, that would be crazy.
One can't help but wonder what Salonen thinks now when he looks at the Los Angeles Philharmonic. The new music director Gustavo Dudamel is generating unprecedented excitement with PBS TV specials and movie theater simulcasts, capitalizing on the quality orchestra that Salonen built more quietly over 17 years. The artistic credibility that Salonen brought to the orchestra was no doubt a major factor in the building of the acoustically and architecturally acclaimed Disney Hall. But if there's any jealousy of Dudamel, Salonen hides it well.
First of all, I like him a lot. He's a very serious guy and a tremendous talent. And I'm so pleased that things are going so well in LA. And at the time when most other orchestras in the world are kind of going into a sort of defensive position, trying to kind of stick to what they have and being generally kind of wary of the unknown because at the moment, things look a bit uncertain. And those guys in LA, they just keep plowing on.
Many conductors would simply turn the page and go on to the next stage of their lives. The transition is not their problem. But Salonen cared. He proudly relates that his resignation and Dudamel's appointment were announced within 20 minutes of each other. Makes you wonder if there are any other accidental conductors out there.
Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.